主啊，我们欢喜快乐来到你面前。
Lord, we come into thy presence with joy.
因为你给我们又有一次机会与你面对面。
Because once again you grant us the chance to come into face to face to meet with you.
主啊，我们在这里仰望等候你。
Lord, here we wait and look to you.
求你把世人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
We ask that you would grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
多多的赏赐给我们。
And grant it greatly upon us.
叫我们里面的眼睛给照明。
So that our eyes from within can be enlightened.
可以更准确的、更认真的来知道你的自己。
So that we may truly and clearly to know you even more.
哦，我们的主，我们实在不得不承认。
Well, we cannot but confess.
我们知道你的所事。
We know who you are.
我们也知道你的所作。
We know what you have done.
但说实在的，我们也知道不多。
But in fact, we do not know much.
我们好像似乎是知道，事实上又好像不完全知道。
It seems as if we know, but in fact, we do not really know.
主，因此我们真需要你，天天的，不住的。给我们里面有光。
So Lord, we do ask that you continually, daily would give us light.
很真实的从你自己所启示的里面去认识你的自己。
That accurately from your revelation that we would come to know thyself.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
晚上你又给我们这样的机会。
Tonight you give us this chance again.
但愿圣灵的开启叫我们众人里面都实在的遇见你的自己。
May the revelation of the Holy Spirit would truly allow for us to see you within.
叫我们不仅单是知道你是从永远到永远的主。
Not only do we know that you're the eternal Lord.
更着重的是你是现在的神。
But even more that you're the God of the present.
更重要的是给我们看到你现在是活着的。
And even more importantly, let us see that you are living today.
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank thee, Lord.
是一位这样活着的主做我们的头。
It is this living Lord who is our head.
你遮蔽你的身体。
That you cover your body.
你扶持你的身体。
And you support your body.
你用着你的身体在地上来彰显你的自己。
And you use your body to manifest yourself on earth.
主，我们只有向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we can only but bow and worship you.
因为像我们这样出于尘土的人，竟然在你那荣耀的旨意里面是这样给你看重。
Because we who are from dust would be looked so heavily upon by you in your eternal plan.
主，因此我们求你不单是叫我们看见你的安排和你的定义。
So Lord, let us not only see what you have arranged and what your will is.
也叫我们里面时刻的有那样的爱慕。来活在你这样的荣耀的心意。
But also each moment to have that desire from within to live in that glorious eternal plan of yours.
感谢主，你把以后的事情告诉我们。
Lord, we thank thee because you tell us of the things to come.
叫我们看见那永远的目的。
And you allow for us to see that eternal purpose.
我们更感谢你，因为你把现在的事情也告诉了我们。
We thank thee as well because you tell us this.Things of now.
叫我们知道如何来跟随你。
So that we would know how to follow you.
主啊，但愿你把你自己的话在我们的里面做一个更完全的启示。
Lord, we would ask that you would perfect even a complete revelation within us of your word.
不单是叫我们知道。
Not only so that we'd know.
也叫我们渴慕。
But that we would desire.
叫你的旨意可以在我们的身上完全的成就。
That your will can be completely accomplished upon us.
主，就我们只在口知识上认识你。
Lord, do not let us only know you in knowledge.
也就我们从口头上来跟随你。
And help us to depart away from knowing you only in mouth.
但愿我们众人都是那样实际的受你吸引。
But that in reality we can be practically captivated by you.
叫我们所拣选的就是你走过的脚步。
So that what we choose is the path which you have gone on.
直走到你的心意的完成。
And that path would go until your heart is satisfied.
主帮助我们。
Lord help us.
我们仰望等候你。
We look and wait upon you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.
我们还是在启示录第一章。
We're still in Revelation chapter 1.
感谢神。
Thank God.
他在圣灵的启示里头说了许多的话。
Under the revelation of the Holy Spirit, he spoke in much words.
这些话都是非常的宝贝。
And these words are very precious.
也是很有分量。
And very heavy.
那么当约翰在那个主日在拔摩海岛上听见后边有声音向他说话。
And so on the Lord's day, when John heard this great voice from behind him on the island of Patmos,
那他听到了这些声音。
And he heard this voice.
他就要转过来看看是谁在发声。
He wanted to turn around to see who was speaking.
啊，我们是在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
因为一面我们的主不单是他向人说话。
Because on the one hand, our Lord is not only the one who speaks to man.
并且他是非常乐意的把他自己显现。
But he is so willing also to manifest himself.
叫听见他话的人去真实的在经历里。认识他
So those who hear him speaking would truly experience him in reality.
我们感谢主
We thank our Lord.
当约翰一转过头来的时候
That when John turned to see,
他就看见一个异象
He saw this vision.
这一个异象
And in this vision,
从启示录的本身的分段来说
From the text which is separated for us by revelation,
就是属于所看见的
It is in the section of the things which he saw.
那我们先看看二十节。
Now, if we first look at verse 20,
论到你所看见的。
It tells us the things which thou see.
那他约翰所看见的是什么呢
？And so, which are the things that he has seen?
那就是从第十二节开始，
so,
一直到第一章末了。
And so that is what he has seen from verse 12 all the way to the end of chapter 1.
那当约翰转过来的时候，他就看到一个异象。
And so when John turned to see, he saw a vision.
那这个异象
And this vision
严格说起来
To be very strict
是两个事实
It is two facts.
但是这两个事实的里头
But in these two facts
就包含了很丰富和很荣耀的内容。
It's included a substance which is very glorious and very rich.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你留意十二节。
I think brothers and sisters, if we pay attention to verse 12.
约翰说，我转过身来的既转过来，我就看见七个金灯台。
And so John says, and I saw to see the voice that spoke with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks.
灯台中间有一位好像人子。
And in the midst of the seven candlesticks are one like unto the Son of Man.
那弟兄姊妹你注意了。
Now brothers and sisters,
约翰一转过来。
When John turned,
他就看见两件事。
He saw two things.
一个是金灯台。
One is the golden lamp,
the golden
candlesticks, and one is the Son of Man.
那弟兄姊妹这两件事情。
Now these two things.
是非常非常重要。
It's very, very important.
我们看底下。
If we read on.
主来解说。
The Lord explains to us what are these lampstands.
他说金灯台就是教会。
He said these lampstands are the churches.
那么人子呢？
And what about the Son of Man?
人子就是主的自己。
The Son of Man is the Lord himself.
那因此我们在这里就注意到一个很严肃的事情。
And so here we see something very important.
如果按照一般的记录来说，
If in a general recording,
就是说如果你看见这一个意象，你在一般的记录里头你怎么去做记录
If brothers and sisters you yourself had this vision in a general recording how would you record this
你首先记录的一定是那一位人子
What you would first record of course would be that son of man
然后才记录那七个金灯台
And then you would record to follow is the seven lampstands
因为照着一般的情形来说当然是把主摆在前头
Because in a general situation of course you would place the Lord first
不可能把主放在第二位
You would not put the Lord second
但是很稀奇
But what's amazing here
圣灵这一次带领约翰去看见这一个异象
When the Holy Spirit led John to see this vision
让他首先的那个印象是七个金灯台。
What he first saw was the impression given to him was the seven golden lampstands.
然后看见七个金灯台当中有一位人子。
And then in the midst of the seven golden lampstands is the Son of Man.
弟兄姊妹们，从这个次序上面。
And so brothers and sisters, from this order,
我们就体会到启示录的那一个接受启示录的对象。
We can then come to understand the object, the one who is receiving revelation.
和那个启示录的目的。
and the purpose of this revelation.
我们以前一直交通
，Before,
一点
we have continued to share on this point.
在教会最艰难的时候
in the most difficult time of the church,
启示录就开始了
it is the beginning of Revelation.
在教会好像看不见前面有路的时候
and it seems like when the church could not see any path ahead of her,
神就把启示录带出来了
God gave them Revelation.
什么原因呢
For what reason?
我们曾经提过
we have made mention.
神要让那些认识神的人
God wants those who know him
很有把握的知道
to have full confidence
神所要做成的事情神一定会做完的
that God will finish what he wants to complete
无论环境有多大的困难
no matter how the circumstances may be difficult
无论外头的压力是怎样的严重
no matter how great and heavy the external pressures are
神的旨意不因着这些而有所更改
that the will of God will not change because of those situations
那现在我们看到
and so now we see
圣灵让约翰所留意的
what the Holy Spirit allowed for John to pay attention to
就是七个金灯
the first thing is the seven golden lampstands
那是什么意思
so what does that mean
那是叫人注意
That is so man would pay attention to
神做工的对象是在七个金灯台那里
That the object of God's work is on these seven golden lampstands
当然这七个金灯台就是代表了整个的教会
Of course these seven golden lampstands represent the one church
那很清楚的就晓得
And so we know clearly
主一切的工作是在教会里
That all the Lord's work is upon the church
所以他让约翰首先所接触的
So he first allows John to see first the church.
待会我们才看为什么神要让约翰心里头那么注重看着教会。
And later we'll focus on why is it that in the heart of God he would allow for John to see the church first so greatly.
我们体会主这样的一个心思。
We understand this heart of the Lord.
我们先要把这个意念确定下来
and so we have to confirm this understanding
主既然要让我们注意教会
since the Lord wants us to pay our attention to the church
我们就不敢用别样来代替教会
then we do not want to use anything else to take the church's place
因为教会在神永远的计划的里头是神工作完成的一个关键
because the place of the church is a very important key in the completion of God's work
这一个关键如果没有做好
and if this key is not complete
神的计划的完成就受打岔
then the completion of God's work would be interrupted
如果这一个关键的事情成就的好
and if this key is accomplished well
那神永远的计划的进行就很明确很顺利
then the execution of God's plan is very clear and very smooth
所以我们看到约翰一转过头来的时候
and so when we see John turning around
他就看见
he saw seven golden lampstands
那弟兄姊妹我们可以这样想象
now brothers and sisters we can think of it this
way 你无论如何不可能想象到这七个金灯台里头任何一个灯台会比人的身量高
Now, you cannot imagine in any way that these seven golden lampstands, any one of them would be higher in stature than a, stature than a man.
也不可能比人更受注意。
Or that it would cause man to focus more on these lampstands than the man.
你可以闭着眼睛来想这一个图画。
You can just close your eyes and think of this picture.
七个灯台摆在那里。
There are seven lampstands.
当中有一个一位人在那里行走。
And in the midst of these seven lampstands is a man walking.
你受吸引的是那七个金灯台呢还是在金灯台当中行走的那一个人物呢
What would attract you these seven lampstands or the one walking in the midst of these lampstands
我们感谢主
We thank our Lord
自然的
It's very natural
我们是注意到那一位人
We'll focus on that son of man
一方面是他的体质比那些金灯台来的要大
On the one hand, he is higher, taller than these lampstands.
从撒文来看，他的形状和那个表现比金灯台来得突出。
And later on, we'll see from the text that he is more in form, more glorious, and more outstanding than these lampstands.
还有一点，他是行动的， 金灯台是固定在那里的。
And another point is that these lampstands are stationary, yet the one in the midst is moving.
那几种情形都是叫人的眼睛要先看在这一位人子的身上。
And so all this reasoning would cause man's focus to be on the one in the midst, the Son of Man.
但是我们没有想到。
But unbeknownst to us,
圣灵却是叫约翰的眼睛先是看见的。金灯台。
That the Holy Spirit would cause John's eyes to first see these lampstands.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是很有意思。
This is very meaningful.
那么也就是说。
That is also to say.
当神那样重视教会的成长。
That when God himself is so emphasizing on the growth of the church.
神是那么重视教会要成为他在摆放在地上的见证。
That when God himself emphasizes on the fact that he places the church on earth as a testimony,
所有属神的人都在这一点心意上面与神的心意完全的接得上来。
So he is also willing for those who know him to be in connection with this heart of his.
那所以他一转过头来就立刻看见。
So John being turned immediately saw
七个金灯台。
Seven golden lampstands.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们顺着那个次序。
And in that order,
到底下我们才看为什么金灯台会在这一个时间引起我们首先的注意。
So in this order we'll go on, but later on we'll see why is it then here it is the seven golden lampstands that would take our attention first.
然后你就看到
And then you see here,
在灯台中间有一位好像人子
And so in the midst of these seven golden lampstands one like unto the Son of Man
那这里我们又要注意了
Now we also have to pay attention here
在金灯台中间有一位人子
In the midst of the seven golden lampstands there's one, the Son of Man
那当然这一位人子首先给人注意的就是他是一个人
And so the Son of Man first allows for us to see he is a man
但是不是一个一般的人
But he is not a common man
因为弟兄姊妹都知道在圣经里面说到人子这个词的时候
And because brothers and sisters you realize this term Son of Man in the Bible
无论是在旧约里面提到的
Whether if it's mentioned in the Old Testament
在新约里面就更明确
And even more clear in the New Testament
都是指着神的儿子
It's pointing at the Son of God
道成肉身的神的儿子
It is the Son of God who is the Word becoming flesh.
这一位是人子
This is the Son of Man.
这一位是曾经和约翰一同生活了三年多的那一位神的儿子
This is the Son of God who once lived with John for over a period of 3 years.
他实实在在是一位人
He in fact is man.
虽然是他是神
Even though he is God.
他成了人当中的一个人
He became one amongst men.
但是现在呢
And so now,
当他在约翰的眼前显明出来的时候
When he appears again before the sight of John,
在约翰的反应的里面
In the response of John,
有什么你注意了
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这个人
This man,
好像很熟悉
Seems very familiar.
但是又好像没有见过
But yet, I haven't seen him before.
那这个究竟是谁呢
Then who is he?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这就是好像那两个字
This is the word
我们的留要留意的
Where it tells us that we have to pay attention like
外面看来他像我们的主
Externally looking he looks like our Lord
但是细细的看又好像不是
But when I look in detail it seems not
所以说不是他的又是
You say no but he also seems like
那这样才叫做好像
And so that's why this word like
那为什么会有这样呢
Why is it in this situation
那这就给我们留意到一个非常严肃的事
Then brothers and sisters allow for us to understand something very serious
他是人子
He is the Son of Man
但是看起来又不像
But when you look at him it doesn't seem like the Son of Man You say he doesn't look like yet he still looks like
为什么会有这样的光景
Why is there this situation
只有一个答案
Only one answer
因为这个是从死里复活的人子
Because this is the Son of Man risen from the dead
用另外一个话来说
In other words
是进到荣耀里去的人子
This is the Son of Man who has entered into glory
那如果我们这样领会过来
And so we understand it in this way
不管是从死里复活
Whether he's risen from the dead
或者是进到荣耀
Or he has entered into glory
这两件事情
These two things
对人来说那个意义是非常非常的重要
To man it is a very important meaning
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
我们有一首诗歌。
There is this hymn we have.
说千千年来，只见人去，也不见人回来。
He says, so many years have come, you only see the man go and not see them return.
哎，我这个是人啊。
Because that's man.
人的结局就是去啊。
Because man's result is only they will go.
不去了，不能回来。
And they will not return.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
现在这里有一个去过了。
Here, there's this one who has once gone, yet he has returned.
这个是死里复活。
This is risen from the dead.
在人的历史的里面。
In man's history.
只有这一位道成肉身的人子。他有这个经历。
Only this person, the Son of God, who has become flesh, has this experience.
那这个经历。
This experience.
不是单单是他的。
Not only is his.
也是他要给那些在他里面的人的。
He is also to give to those who are in him.
那弟兄姊妹们，如果我们领会到这一点，
Now, brothers and sisters, we understand that,
我们就觉得这件事情是非常非常的重要。
Then we would know this is very important.
因为死亡的权势，
Because the power of death,
在这个人的身上再没有权力了。
Upon this person has no more power.
死亡的权势，
The power of death,
再不能辖制这样的人了。
Can no longer confine
this person. 我们的主是显明了这个事实。
Our Lord has manifested this truth.
那我们在他里面的人也要经历这样的事。
So for all of us in him, we will also experience this truth.
所以他是人子。但是看起来就好像是人。
And so he is the Son of Man, but when you see him, he looks like the Son of Man.
如果从死里复活了这一个角度来看是这样。
If we look at it from the view that he's risen from the dead, that is
why. 如果从另外一个角度是人进到荣耀里这个角度来看呢。
And if we look at it from the other view that man has gone into glory.
就是好像人子的问题就更丰富了。
Then this fact of he looks like the Son of Man is even more rich.
那人子进到荣耀里。
When the Son of Man enters into glory.
我们就说。
Then we say,
他原来就是在荣耀里。
That he originally was in glory.
他现在是回到荣耀。
Now he's only returning into glory.
那有什么了不起呢？
So what's so great about that?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你知道。
Brothers and sisters, you know.
当他道成肉身的时候。
That when he was the Word became flesh.
纯纯粹粹是神的儿子。
He is still completely the Son of God.
那等到他进到荣耀里去的时候。
And when he enters into glory.
他就不单是纯纯粹粹是神的儿子。
Not only is he completely and purely the Son of God.
他里头他在带着神的种子。
But in him he also brings the sons of God.
那这样我们就看到一件事。
And then we can see.
从来没有人可以进到神的荣耀里。也活在神的荣耀里，
但
也显明神的荣耀。
That no one can see the glory of God, live in the glory of God, or manifest the glory of God.
虽然摩西曾经少少有一点点类似的经历。
And even though Moses once had a very little bit of this kind of experience,
但是却不是这样。
But it was not the same.
他是在荣耀里。
He was in glory.
面对面的与神同在过四十天。
In the presence of God face to face for 40 days.
但是他却没有见过神的面。
But yet he did not see the face of God.
他也不能永远在那一个光景里。
And he cannot forever dwell in that situation.
所以四十天完了他还要回到山下去。
So after 40 days, he still has to return down to the mountain.
虽然他在神面前所吸收的那个荣耀的光以色列人受不了。
And so even though the light when he absorbed from the glory of God, the Israelites cannot bear that.
但是他所带出来的那个光只是一种 反照的光。
But the light which he manifests is only a reflection of that glorious light.
跟有一天神的种子在基督的里面完完全全在那里发表神的儿子。
But,
是根本不能相比。
And that is no comparison to one day when the sons of God in the Son of God would manifest the glory of God.
从来没有人到过荣耀里。
That no one has gone into glory.
但是当我们的主他进到荣耀里的时候。
But when our Lord, when he entered into glory.
他是以人子的这样的一个身份进到荣耀里。
He enters into glory in, with this status as the Son of Man.
也就是说。
So that's also to say.
人进到荣耀里。
That man would enter into glory.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
主的经历。
That our Lord's experience.
虽然是主自己。所成就出来的
even though it is accomplished by our Lord himself
但是他这一个成就出来的结果
but his accomplishment this result
却是要给所有神的种子的
is in fact for all the sons of God
那如果我们领会到这一些
now if we understand this
我们就知道当时约翰所看见的人子
Then we know the Son of Man which John saw at that time.
是他从来没有见过的。
It is the Son of Man whom he has never seen before.
虽然三年半与主一同生活过。
And so even though he has lived with the Lord for 3.5 years.
那时候在肉身里面的主。
But that's the Lord in the flesh.
跟现在在荣耀里的主。
Now this Lord is in glory.
就是不一样。
It is different.
在肉身里面的主,
the Lord in the flesh,
主自己是受限制的,
our Lord himself was limited.
现在在荣耀里的主,
but now the Lord in glory,
完全不受限制,
he is no longer confined in any way.
所以在约翰看起来,
so when John sees him,
这个人好眼熟,
he is very familiar.
但是我在什么地方见过他呢?
But when have I seen him before?
我就没有印象了,
I don't have any recollection.
是不是? 我认错了人呢?
Did I recognize someone else?
但是他也不能,
but he cannot say that because he looks very familiar. Thank the Lord. There's no other reason. It's because this is the Son of Man who has entered into glory. He is the Son of Man who has experienced risen from the dead. And so when he appears before John, John seems he's very unfamiliar. But he also feels something very familiar with him. We thank God. When we read this,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你就知道,
then you would know
主亲自用他的显现,
our Lord uses his own appearing. That the Lord would use his appearing to comfort those personally, those in difficulty, especially John when he was on the island of Patmos. And so when we begin from verse 12, you see it's this glorious Lord, this head of the church, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. In what a form is he?
他是把他复活以后进到荣耀里的形象
He comes in the form of the risen Lord and appears before John. And to use this actual fact to comfort John. So John will be encouraged. And so John will be supported.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, so when you read into detail this last passage of chapter 1, you would have this understanding.
这一位荣耀的主,
this glorious Lord,
他是以他的所事,
who he is,
和他的所作,
and what he has done, to be the support, the comfort, and the encouragement to those who follow him.
那好, 现在我们来留意, and, 这一位荣耀的主, 他的形象是怎样?
And so now we pay attention to the glorious Lord and what form is he?
看到这一个光景的时候,
and when John saw this vision,
他整个的注意力就放在七个灯台当中的那一位人子的身上,
then his whole attention is focused on the Son of Man in the midst of these seven golden lampstands.
头一件事情,
the first thing,
他看见这一位人子是身穿长衣,
that the Son of Man is clothed with a garment down to the foot.
直垂到脚,
to the foot, down to the foot.
哦, 很长,
it's very long.
那个衣服, 那个长衣很长,
and this garment was very long.
这个长袍子一直到脚,
this robe was all the way down to the foot.
那是什么意思?
What does that mean?
就是把那个人整个遮盖起来,
and that means it is covering the entire man.
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
过去有人, 跟我们说,
in the past, someone has told us this.
这就显明我们的主,
this tells us that our Lord is the high priest.
所以他是穿着,
and that's why he's wearing that very long robe.
我起初也觉得这个有点道理,
and so at the beginning, I thought this made sense.
后来慢慢慢慢慢慢, 多读一些的时候,
but later as I read on,
多领会, 神所要做的事情一点的时候,
more and more and came to understand of the things that God wants to do, then I discovered,
如果把这个长袍, 就引出, 说我们的主,
if we use the long garment here to say as a point that our Lord is the high priest,
恐怕不是这里的意思,
It may not be the meaning here.
不错，我们的主的确是大祭司。
Yes, our Lord indeed is our high priest, the high priest in heaven.
但是在这里说到他穿长袍。
But here when it mentions he has a long robe,
跟大祭司恐怕不能完全接连的上来。
In reference to the high priest may not be connected in that way.
那我有一个感觉。
And I have this feeling.
这里要让我们所留意的。
Here, what it wants us to pay attention to is, what would that be?
留意到，都，因为这个是在金灯台里边的那一位人子。
It is because this is the Son of Man in the midst of the seven golden lampstands.
所以这一个形象是要我们去注意这一位人子他跟教会的关系。
And so the Son of Man wants us to pay attention to his relationship with the church.
那弟兄姊妹，你你可以这样想象。
And so, brothers and sisters, you can imagine this.
他穿着长袍子在那里。
He is wearing this long robe.
你看不见长袍里面的是什么身体。
You do not see the body in a covered with this robe.
你只看见那个长袍上面的那个头。
You can only see the head above the garment.
弟兄姊妹们，这个属灵的那个意义不是非常明显就出来了吗？
Brothers and sisters, then isn't that spiritual meaning very clear?
他是在七个金灯台里面的。
He is in the midst of the seven golden lampstands.
也就是说，他是在完全教整个的教会的里头的。
That he is completely in the midst of the church.
他在整个的教会的里面，他显明他是什么呢？
And so, how does he manifest himself as in the midst of the church?
显明他是教会的头。
To manifest as the head of the church.
他是遮盖。他的身体
that he covers his body
那他是保护他的身体
that he protects his body
那他是在那里扶持他的身体
that he is there supporting his body
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
如果这一个意思是没有给领会错
if I did not misunderstand this meaning
而当时圣灵给约翰的感觉里面也是这样来领会的话
and thisIf it could be that same meaning that the Holy Spirit would allow for John to understand
it
this way, then you would see the feeling that John would have within himself at that time.
教会的头,
the head of the church.
如今向我们显出他要做的事,
now would manifest the things which he wants to do.
他要护庇全教会,
he wants to cover and protect the whole church.
他要承担全教会
He wants to support the whole church.
他要保护全教会
He has to protect the whole church.
而这个在哪里保护他呢
And where does he protect the church?
就在这个长衣
In this long robe.
他没有说是什么的料
It did not tell us what kind of material this garment is. Or what kind of color it is.
但是我们有理由相信
But we have reason to believe.
这个肯定不是外袍
This is not the outer garment.
不是大祭司的外袍
This is not the outer garment of the high priest.
这个是非常有可能是祭司的内袍
This very much is the inner garment of the high priest.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
我们的主
Our Lord.
他是这样的来把教会放在他的眷顾的底下。
He came and placed the church in this kind of care.
他没有让教会不遇见难处。
He did not disallow for the church to encounter difficulty.
但是他确实在教会遇见难处的时候，他要成为教会的保护、扶持和力量。
But when the church does encounter difficulty, he himself would be the support, the protection, and the strength of the church.
叫所有的前他反对。
And so all the trampling and all the opposition
只能达到他的外这个长袍那里。
Can only encounter the outer robe of this garment.
却不能碰到长袍里面的身体。
But cannot touch the body within the garment.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们承认,
we confess,
在教会历史一直到现在,
from church history till now,
神的儿女在跟随主的路上的确是经过许许多多的艰难。
That on the path as the children of the Lord follows, they encounter much difficulty.
许多神的儿女也在持守着神的见证的这一件事上受了许多的伤害。
And many children of the Lord, when they, for the sake of the testimony, they have encountered much harm.
多少教会的 人看为做领袖的人，一个一个的，甚至连命都交了出去。
That so many in man's sight as leaders of the church throughout church history would even give their lives.
但弟兄们，你看到一件事。
But brothers and sisters, you see one thing.
教会整个的来说
，That as a whole,
并没有受到任何的那个摇动。
The church herself did not was shaken in any way.
教会仍然是那样坚强的势力。在这一个地上做他的做神的见证
is still so steadfast and firm as the testimony of God on earth.
我们感谢主
We thank our Lord.
因为他是穿着长衣直垂到脚
Because his long garment is down to the foot.
那不单是这样
Not only this.
有一个很特别的地方
There's a very special place.
他这个长衣的外面
This external garment.
它是梳作金带的
It is girded about the paps with a golden girdle.
但是很有意思。
But it's very meaningful.
如果我们又照一般的情形来思想。
Now if we think about this in a general situation.
如果要梳上这个金带。
Now if you want to gird yourself with a golden girdle.
梳在什么地方？
Where would you gird it?
当然是梳在腰间呢。
Of course it's in your waist.
特别在衣服外面的梳带子，不梳在腰部，梳在哪里呢？
And so if you're girding yourself,It has to be on the waist outside of the garment.
但是很稀奇。
But very amazing.
这一位人子，他梳上的那个带子，却不是在腰间。
But when he is girded about, this golden girdle is not around the waist.
却是在胸间。
It's on the breast.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这什么意思？
Brothers and sisters, what does this mean?
并且这个带子是金的。
And this girdle is golden.
那我们留意这一个现象。
And so we notice this phenomenon.
我们先注意。
First.
这个金的带子是说明什么
What does this golden girdle tell us?
我们从神的话语里面能知道
From the word of God we can tell
一切金子那个属灵的意义乃是神的性情
But all the meaning of the gold in the Bible it's the nature of God
如果在人这方面就是信心
And in man's view it is faith
但是现在是神的儿子发表他自己，当然就不站在人的立场上。
And so now it's the Son of God manifesting Himself, it is not on the view of man.
所以这个重点不在信心这一方面。
And so the focus is not on faith.
而在神的性情那一方面。
It's on the view of the nature of God.
那我们感谢主。
And so now we thank the Lord.
这一个金带子是神的性情。
This golden girdle is the nature of God.
这一个金带子是围绕着他的胸。
And this golden girdle is about his breast.
那这一个胸
And this breast.
在神所给的军给教会的这个全副的军装的里面
In the full armor of God when he gives to the church.
就很重的在那里表明那个信心和和爱情
And so it's very focused on the faith and the love.
那么弟兄姊妹，但现在呢
？But now，
既然不是信心
，It is not faith，
自然也不是爱心
，And it is not love。
那就说出什么呢
？Then what does it tell us then？
这是说出
，It tells us
神的性情
，The nature of God，
在他身上发表出来的时候
，When it's manifested from him，
是给人遇见那个无上的权柄
，Would allow for anyone to encounter that supreme authority。
因为这一个金带那个金带子
Because this golden girdle
是显明那个地位的
It tells us of that position
弟兄姊妹你看看那个中古时代以前那特别在欧洲那一边的那些国王
Now brothers and sisters you look at the kings in Europe during the medieval time
他们是一个金的带子挂在那里是显明他的地位。
They have a golden ribbon around them that manifests the position.
也就是显明他的那个权柄。
It manifests their authority.
我们感谢主啊。
We thank our Lord.
这一位从死里复活的神的儿子，他做了教会的头。
The Son of God who is risen from the dead, he is the head of the church.
他是用着他自己的性情来显明一个权柄。这一个显明乃是为着保护 扶持他的教会。
He uses his nature to manifest his authority, and this manifestation is to manifest to us that he supports and protects the church.
那我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
这给我们看到，我们是非常有保证的，就是说跟随主的人在跟随主的路上。
This allows for us to see that we have this guarantee. That is, for those who follow the Lord have this guarantee.
主从来不保证我们不遇见难处。
The Lord will never guarantee that we will not encounter difficulty.
但是主却是不住的给我们领会，在难处的里边，他不离开我们。
But the Lord will always manifest Himself to us in a way that when we do encounter difficulty, He will not forsake us.
他的全能。来领我们走过难处。
And he will use his almightiness to support us through this difficulty.
那么因为他是教会的头。
And because he is the head of the church.
那所以接下去就说到头的光景。
It continues to tell us the situation with the head.
啊，在这里又有一些事情我想和弟兄姊妹们特别去留意的。
And so here I also have something to, we have to pay attention to.
说到他穿上长衣中间梳着金带以后，
when after it tells us he's clothed with a garment down to the foot and girded about the paps with a golden girdle,
就说到他的头，
and then his head
和他的头发，
and his hairs.
问题就在这里。
That is the problem.
我从前把头跟头发并当作一回事来看，
before I look at the hair, head and the hairs as one thing.
后来就发觉这明明是两回事。
Later I discovered this is two different items.
头就是头。
The head is the head.
头发就是头发。
The hairs are the hairs.
那因此被这一句这一个约翰所见的那个意象，
therefore this vision which John had,
我就留了一点心比较新一点的领会。
Then I have a little deeper understanding of this vision.
也许对别的弟兄们来说也许还是旧的领会，不过对我来说我觉得是一点新的领会。
Maybe to other brethren it may still be the old understanding they already had, but to me it's a new one.
这里说他的头与发皆白如白羊毛如雪。
And so here when it mentions that his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow,
那弟兄姊妹们留意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
说头，
when his head,
这一个才是头。
This is the head.
头发，这个是头发。
On top of your head is the hair.
他的头与发皆白。
His head and his hairs were white.
既然是皆白，
if they are white,
那是一个颜色。
It's just one color.
但是底下他又说两个颜色。
But it tells us later two descriptions.
一个颜色是如羊毛，
one is like wool，
一个颜色是如雪，
the other one is as white as snow。
我们都晓得，
we know，
羊毛再白也不会比雪白。
No matter how white the wool is, it would not be whiter than snow。
羊毛是带着一点点黄的，
that the wool has a little touch of yellow。
如果我们从字面来看，
now if we head and his hairs were white,
这就很难看哦。
That's very difficult. It's hard to look at.
因为头跟头发是同一个颜色。
Because the head and the hairs are the same color.
如果用中国人的话来讲，那头那个所表达出来就是那个面孔啊，那一定是很苍白的了。
And so in the Chinese term, if the head is their countenance, then it would reflect someone who is very pale white.
那跟白发是两回事情。
And so it's different from the white hair.
所以我就觉得。
So I feel.
这里说到他头是白的。
Here when he talks, his head were white.
头发也是白的。
His hairs also white.
但是两种白不一样。
But this two kind of white is different.
所以这里提到两个颜色。
So it tells us two different tones, colors.
我以为我不敢说一定是准确。
This is my understanding. I dare not say it's accurate.
那个上羊毛是说到他的头。
That when it says his head, when it's white like wool, it talks about his head.
那个如雪是说到他的头发。
And so, white as snow, it talks about his hairs.
那不管是羊毛也好，
whether it is wool,
不管是雪也好，
or snow,
都是 在圣经里面都是表达那一个圣洁没有瑕疵的那一个实质。
In the Bible, it is still representing the nature where it's holy without blemish.
说在实质上面是没有分区别。
And so in nature, there's no difference at all.
但是在表达出来的时候就有点 不完全一样。
But when it is manifested, there's a fine difference.
我们都晓得。
We all know.
说的头发全白了。
When you talk about the hairs, it's all white.
在神的话的里头。
In the Word of God.
给我们所领会的。
It gives us this understanding.
做一个生命完全的成熟。
It talks about this life in maturity.
也可以说是一个生命的荣耀。
It is the glory of life.
生命成熟的荣耀。
It is the glorious maturation of life.
为什么你如果看那个箴言书。
And so, brothers and sisters, if you look at Proverbs,
16章也好20章也好
whether it be 16 or 20,
16章是该是在11节
and maybe in Proverbs 16, maybe verse 11,
20章是该是在29节在末了
and if in chapter 20, it should be verse 29.
那里都提到一件事
there it all mentions,
白发是老年人的荣耀
that the white hair is the glory of the aged man,It is glory.
这是谁的荣耀呢?
Whose glory is it?
不是年轻人的荣耀。
It is not for the young man.
是老年人的荣耀。
It is the glory of the fathers.
为什么是老年人的荣耀呢?
Why is it their glory?
那是说出他们生命成长到成熟了。
Because it tells us that their life has grown and it is mature.
他们生命成长到这个地步。
And their life has matured to this state.
他们就显出那个生命的荣耀
and so their life manifests the glory of their life
他们的头发那里
it is manifested in their hairs
而我们感谢赞美主
we praise and thank our Lord
我们的主的确是生命成熟的
our Lord indeed his life is mature
那是透过他从死里复活这一个经历来表明出来
that is manifested to us through the experience he had when he was risen from the dead
他没有办法胜过死亡
and so if his life is not mature he cannot overcome death
他生命是成熟到一个地步死亡都不能摸他了
and so his life is so mature that death cannot even touch him
那所以这个如雪我个人体会那指着他的头发
and my personal understanding white as snow is pointing at his hair
然后像羊毛呢就指着他的头
and then white as like wool is pointing at his head
那你说那这样说有什么意思呢
and so you might ask when you separate it in this way what meaning is there and the meaning is later on
因为在底下他就说到
because later on it tells us
他的面貌第十六节最末了的那个
at the end
那面貌如同烈日放光
and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength
那弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
你留意的
pay attention
他像烈日放光
as the sun shineth in his strength
那太阳的光也是很白的
now the light the radiance of the sun is also white
但是它跟雪比起来还是有一点差距
but in comparison with snow it is still different
但是圣灵用作这一个阳光猛烈的阳光这个烈日所发出来的那个光来说到我们的主的那个面貌
and so when it uses this description the sun shineth in his strength as our Lord's countenance
那也是说出他所显明出来的那一个荣耀
that is also telling us the glory which he manifests
他的头发是说到生命的成熟
his hair tells us the maturity of his life
而这一个烈日放光是说到他的公义的丰满
and so this countenance as the sun shineth in his strength tells us the richness of his righteousness
因为说到我们的主的时候
because when you talk about our Lord
马拉基书是说到他是公义的太阳
In Malachi, it tells us he is the righteous son.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
从生命的丰富来说。
From the maturity of life, the richness of life.
从公义的完满来说。
From the completeness, the abundantness of righteousness.
我们的主都带出荣耀来。
Our Lord brings forth glory.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这实在是叫我们里面很有感觉。
This gives us a lot of feeling from within.
弟兄姊妹们，我也说起来也很凑巧。
Brothers and sisters, this is also by coincidence.
我发觉这里的头跟发在接发有区别呢，还是最近的事。
This is something very recent when I found this distinction about the head and the hairs and the whiteness.
是借着一个很偶然的事情。
It is through
来引发的。
Something from encounter that led me to think about this.
上礼拜我们一家就到 Yosemite 去了。
Last week, our whole family went to Yosemite.
我们开着我们那个白车子就上去了。
We drove our white van up.
然后那一部车子啊，放在地上的时候，哎呀，真的是很白。
When you put the van on the road, it seems very white.
尤其是比新的时候呢，更白了。
It seems like even more whiter than when it was new.
我们上到 Yosemite.
But when we reached Yosemite,
刚好碰到下雪。
We saw snow.
头一天我还不太发觉。
I didn't discover this the first day.
第二天我就觉得。
On the next day.
怎么我的车子变了颜色
How come my car has changed colors?
是不是车子变了颜色呢
Is it because my car did actually change colors?
没有它上了平地的时候还是那样白
No. When it returned to the lower ground on the dirt road it's still as white
在上头的时候就显然就变成好像浅黄色
了 But later when it was on top with the snow it seems like it was a very light yellow color
因为遍地都是白雪
Because the whole ground was covered with snow
跟那个雪一比较我的车子就从白变成黄
And so when you compare with the snow my white van has turned into yellow
那么因为有了那个经历
And so
前几天就读到就在家就读到这里
Because of that experience
银发接白
When I read there, have that experience and read here that his head and hairs were white.
不可能一样白。
It cannot be the same white.
如果一样白，就分不出头跟发来了。
If it's the same white, you cannot tell the difference of the hair and the head. But thank the Lord. In fact,
在这里是有点分别。
There is some distinction here.
但是这里的分别。
But this difference.
乃是从不同的角度来带出我们主的荣耀。
It is from a different angle to bring forth our Lord's glory.
一个是他的生命。成熟的荣耀
One is that it is the gloriousness of his maturity of life.
那他公义的饱满的荣耀
One is the fullness of his righteousness, that glory.
然后又说他的眼目如同火焰
And then it also tells us that his eyes were like flames.
眼目如同火焰
His eyes were as a flame of fire.
就是说
That's also to say.
他所看到的
What he sees.
都在那里给人一个照明。
Would give light to man.
但是这一个照明
But this light
不是只是照只是一般的照明
It's not a general light or shining forth.
这一个照明
This is light.
我们用圣经上的话来说
To use the scripture in the
那是光照
That is to enlighten.
这一个照明一照到我们这边来的时候
This light when it enlightens to our side
立刻就把我们里面的是与不是
Immediately what we have right or wrong within us
对还是不对
Or what we have right or wrong
准确或者不准确
Or what we have done right or wrong
是在光中还是在黑暗里
Whether we're in light or darkness
全显露出来
It would be completely exposed
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
当你留意到眼目如同火焰的时候
So when you pay attention His eyes were as a flame of fire
我们自己有经历
We have this experience
许多的时候我们好像到主的面前
Many times it seems when we come before the Lord
我们带着一些愚昧到主的面前
Maybe we'll bring some foolishness before Him
你到了主面前你是去了
Yes, we have gone before the Lord
但是你就觉得不是滋味
But you feel something's wrong.
因为主在那里看你一眼
Because when the Lord looks at you,
你自己里头就有了一个责备
Then within, you would be reproached.
你里面就有一点过不去的感觉
Then you have this feeling that something's wrong.
你就知道了
Then you know.
我带着掺杂来到神的面前
I've brought some kind of mixture before God.
我在神的面前很不准确
That I'm not right before God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都有这个。
Brothers and sisters, we all have this experience.
我们的主的眼目，它是如火焰。
Our Lord's eyes were like a flame of fire.
能看出我们里面的隐情。
He will see through our hidden situation within.
我想弟兄姊妹们很能 记住那一件事。
I think, brothers and sisters, you remember this.
彼得三次不认主以后。
That after our Lord denied, Peter denied the Lord three times.
看了彼得。
And when the Lord turned to look at Peter,
彼得就看见我们的主看了他一下。
Peter saw our Lord looking at him.
也许他们两个人的眼光对碰了一下。
Maybe their eyes met.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
你记得
you know,
彼得的反应是什么
what was Peter's response?
他马上就到外边去
immediately he went out
在那里痛悔的哭了一下
and he bitterly wept
他看到
he saw
我错了
I'm wrong
我愚昧了
I'm foolish
我根本是一点可夸的都没有
I have nothing to boast of
但是我却是活在黑暗里
I was living in darkness
我不知道我的光景
I did not know my own situation. I thought I was strong.
结果我比别人跌倒得更凶。
But I even fell even harder than others.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
彼得这一个这样的一个光景从哪里开始
Where did this condition of Peter start?
从主转过来瞅他一眼那一刹开始。
It started when the Lord turned around and looked at him.
好我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们主的眼目是火眼。
Our eyes of our Lord is really like a flame of fire. Brothers and sisters, remember.
这里所描写的我们主的这个形象。
This description of our Lord.
和底下那七封书信都有直接的关系。
Has a direct relationship with the seven epistles.
所以这里的描写不是一般性的描写
and so this description is not just a general description
是很严肃的描写
it's a very serious one
那他的脚又好像在炉中锻炼的那光明的铜
and also and his feet like unto fine brass
那是说的我们的主行走所留下的脚踪
it tells us then the footprints which he leaves
或者是他所行走所经过的路程
or the footprints he left behind for us from his path
好像铜
It is like fine brass.
已经叫我们碰到审判的那一个领会。
Then it allows for us to encounter the impression of judgment.
但是不单是一般的铜。
It is not any brass.
是在炉中锻炼的铜。
It is fine brass as if they were burning in a furnace.
锻炼到一个光景是光明的铜。
That it was burning in the furnace to a point that it is fine brass.
几乎是透明的。
It is almost to a point that is clear.
弟兄姊妹，这是说的。
Brothers and sisters, this
我们的主没有任何一点点的掺杂的那一种情绪、倾向、爱好在里边。
That within this, the Lord has no mixture of inclination or favoritism or any kind of mixture.
他带出来的审判。
This judgment which he brings
forth.
It is completely under the requirement of the nature of God.
弟兄姊妹，你记得我们的主在地上的时候。
Brothers and sisters, remember when our Lord was on earth.
他是这样说。
He said this.
父不审判人。
If the Father does not judge.
父把审判的权柄交给子。
That the Father has given the right to judge to the Son.
但是子执行审判的时候呢
But when the son executes this judgment,
他又说到我不是凭我自己来行审判。
He says, I do not judge by myself.
我乃是根据父。
But it is according to the Father.
那弟兄姊妹们，如果我们还记得
Now, brothers,
我们的主这样的发表他的时候
Remember our Lord said this.
我们就晓得这里。
Then we know here.
脚好像在炉中锻炼的光明的铜
and his feet like unto fine brass as if they were burning in a furnace
他是在教会中执行审判的
he is the one who is executing the judgment in the church
审判是要从神的家开始
and judgment shall begin with the house of God
而执行审判的是主自己
and the executioner of the judgment is the Lord himself
但是主自己执行审判的时候
but when our Lord
他自己
Executes the judgment, it is not by himself.
乃是凭着父。
But it's according to the Father.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为这是跟底下，刚才我提了，跟七封书信有直接的关联。
As I mentioned previously, this has a lot to do with the seven epistles. Then we would realize.
主这样的一个形象
when this description of our Lord,
作为一个教会的头的形象
as this form in the head of the church,
你就看见他的所作
you know what he has done,
一直要把教会带到合神心意的地步
it is continually leading the church into a situation that pleases the heart of God,
要把教会带到圣洁没有瑕疵如同他自己在主在父的眼前圣洁没有瑕疵一样
and so he continues to bring the church into a state where it is holy without blemish as he is Holy without blemish before God the Father.
And
so again it tells us, and his voice as the sound of many waters.
那重水的声音,
many waters.
我们简单的说说就弟兄姊妹就能领会。
Easily we just say this so you understand.
重水的声音,
the voice of many waters.
不仅是说出,
not only,
很响亮,
it is very loud.
更重要的,
but,
很有能力
It is with much power.
弟兄姊妹们，你看看，你跑到海边去看看。
Brothers and sisters, go to the ocean side.
这里的海边还不是很厉害的。
The ocean side here is not very strong.
但是你已经听到那个水浪的声音。
But you hear the waves.
好像一波一波一波的来。
It seems like it comes wave after wave.
你听到它那个力量，人家写文章的时候就说到是排山倒海的来。
And then when others write a description of the tide, the wave, they are so strong it can bring down mountains.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们晓得
we know
重水
many waters.
你只能跑到海洋里面，你才能真正的看到重水。
Only when you're in the middle of the ocean, then you know many waters.
但是如果你不跑到海岸里边去呢
？But if you don't go to the bank,
洋海里边
，if you don't go to the ocean,
有一个地方也你也能体会的。
There's still one place that you might understand this.
你去那些大瀑布的地方。
If you go to the waterfalls,
还有
the great waterfalls,
小的瀑布呢你感觉得到，但是你没有感觉得那么深。
You may feel a little bit of it from the waterfalls, but you have to have a deeper impression from the great waterfalls.
上一个月我从尼加拉瓜瀑布那里回来。
Last month I returned from Niagara Falls.
那个印象还很深。
And so that impression is still very deep.
轰隆轰隆轰隆轰隆轰。
It's very loud, resounding.
但是跟巴西的那一个，那我就是好多年以前去的。
But to an impression I had from Brazil a long time ago.
那是西征的弟兄领我去看那边的一棵树的瀑布。
Oh, and so that was when Brother Christian Chan led me there to see in Brazil the Iguaçu Falls.
那我为了好记，我就叫它一棵树，就是。
And so I can remember easily the name. I said it's in the Chinese a tree.
那个瀑布比尼加拉瓜瀑布要大好多了。
That waterfall is even greater than Niagara Falls.
你就是。就知道那个光景。
And so the sound, the resounding, you can just know that situation.
这是说的我们主的声音。
And so here it tells us it is the voice of our Lord.
有能力的。
It is powerful.
吸引着你注意的。
It captivates your attention.
你不能不注意。
You must pay attention to it.
因为一到的那他那里。
Because when you go to him, when he speaks,
那个声音是非常的响亮。
That voice is so loud.
直接进到你里面最深处。
It directly enters into your deepest part.
你想不注意都不行。
You must pay attention.
你一定是非常非常留心他在那里说什么。
You must pay attention carefully to what he's saying.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
教会能这样注意主向教会说话。
When the church can pay attention in this way to our Lord speaking,
这个教会就很有福了。
Then blessed is this church,
就很蒙福了。
It would be full of blessing.
我们感谢主啊。
We thank our Lord.
现在我们再来注意。
And now let us pay attention.
这就说出更准确、更明确的一些字。
It tells us even more clear.
他说他右手拿着七星。
And he had in his right hand seven stars.
从他手中出来一把两刃的利剑。
And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword.
面貌如同烈日放光。
And his countenance was as the sun shineth in its strength.
他右手拿着七星。
And his right hand were seven stars.
在下文你知道。
Later on, you know,
七星是指着七个教会的使者。
That these seven stars are the messengers to the seven churches.
就是使者，就是说到神在教会里面所差遣的人。
that these angels of the seven churches are the messengers which he sent in the churches.
这个不一定是神的工人。
It may not be the servant of God.
可以是神的工人。
It could be the servant of God.
也不一定是神的工人。
It may not be the servant of God.
也可以是弟兄姊妹当中任何的一个。
It could be any one of the brothers and sisters in the midst.
但是你必须是有一个负担。
But you must have this burden.
必须有一个经历。
Have this experience.
主给他。
It is given. To the Lord, the Lord sent him. And he accepts the Lord sending him. He may not stand in the position of an elder or deacon. But he stands in a position as a brother. And he has this burden. He has the sending of the Lord. And there he manifests the heart of the Lord. This is the messenger.
主说他手里拿着七星,
and so in his hand are seven stars.
底下就说七星就是教会的七个教会的使者。
Later it tells us the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches.
这些使者不一个教会里头不单是只有一个。
That not only is one messenger in the church.
不是单数的,
because it's not singular.
是众数,
it's plural.
所以 在一个教会里头会有很多的使者。
And so in the church there may be many messengers.
这些使者他们都在主的面前接受一个差遣, 做教会的守望者。
And so these angels in these churches are the watchmen in the tower on the church of God.
也是为着主向教会发出呼喊的。
And so they also are the ones who cry out to the church.
那现在他说,
And so now he says,
约翰看见,
John sees,
主手中,
and he had in his right hand seven stars.
这是什么?
What is that? There are many fields for us to pay attention to.
他管理着他的使者,
that he rules over his angels, his messengers. He supports his messengers.
他保护他的使者,
he protects his messengers.
他供应他的使者,
he provides for his messengers.
他使用他的使者,
he uses his messengers.
还有更多方面的,
and even more views that we can understand from this. But in general,
你就看见,
you can see
我们的主他差遣人,
our Lord sends people,
他就负责,
then he is responsible for the one whom he sent. He provides strength for the work. He provides for them spiritual wisdom. He provides strength for them to bear a burden. Even more so, he provides spiritual wisdom for them. So that they would know how to bring the church into the eternal will of God. We thank the Lord. Many times we say,
实在在教会里面做工的不是人,
the one who is working in the church is not man.
是主自己在那里做,
it is the Lord himself working.
但是主做工是借着人来做,
but our Lord works through man.
这实际做的不是人,
so in fact the one who is working is not man.
具体做的是人,
but practically speaking it is man.
实际做的是主,
but it is the Lord himself working.
因为他手中拿着七星,
because in his hand are the seven stars.
我们实在感谢神,
we thank and praise our Lord.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹们说,
many times I say this to brothers and sisters.
有些时候我回头, 来看, 这些年来, 主在我身上所显明的一些, 作为,
many times when I reflect upon some of the work the Lord has manifested through me,
每一次我都有那个感觉,
each time I have that feeling.
我觉得,
I feel,
那些话不是我说的,
those words are not spoken by me.
我不相信我自己会说那些话,
I cannot believe I can say those words.
写出来的文字也是一样,
the words that I write, it is the
我不相信那是我写的,
I do not believe that's written
没有,
by me.
我承认我没有那种分量,
because I confess I am not of that capacity.
但事实上也就是这样,
but that's the fact that's happened.
那结果是怎样,
then what is the conclusion?
你没有办法不承认,
you cannot but confess,
他手里拿着七星,
that in his hands are the seven stars. It is he himself working. He himself who is providing. We praise and thank God.
然后他口中出来一把两刃的利,
and then out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword.
这一个是给我们很明确的能体会的道,
now this is something we can clearly understand. All that is from the Lord.
都是神的道,
it is the word of God.
都是神要向人说的话,
it is the words God wants to say to man. It is not only the words God wants to say. If it's not the word of God, our Lord would not say it.
弟兄姊妹，记得希伯来书上面是这样说。
Brothers and sisters, remember in Hebrews it tells us that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword.
能把人的灵与魂、骨节与骨须都剖开辨明。
In dividing the joint and marrow into the soul of man.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们的主一直就是把神的话
Our Lord continues to give the word of God to the church. He speaks to the church. And he speaks the word that God wants to say. It is so that the church of God would not depart away from the path of God. That he uses the word of God to sustain the path of the church. And when the word of God is released,
从正面来说,
on the positive side, so it gives assurance, guarantee that the children of God is walking on the path of God.
从消极的那方面来说,
and on the negative side, on the passive side, it shows us how we have departed away.
而我们能回转,
if we can repent,
我们就蒙福,
we would be blessed.
我们不回转,
if we do not,
那我们就必须要看见,
then we have to see.
这个时候神从他嘴里出来的不再是神的话,
then no longer are the words of God coming from the mouth of God,
而是一把两刃的利剑,
but it is a two-edged sword.
哦,弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个就给我们看见, 亏损摆在前头,
then that will allow for us to see it is our loss before us.
然后又说到他面貌如同烈日放光,
and then his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength.
他是毫无保留地彰显了
Without any reservation, he manifests the righteousness of God.
好了，这是约翰回过头来一看，就看到这样的一位人子。
This is when John being turned, he turned to see this Son of Man.
现在注意了。
Now pay attention.
约翰说,
John says,
我一看见就扑倒在地。
And when I saw him,
在他的脚前,
and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Brothers and sisters,
我读到这里,
when I read here,
我不问当时约翰的感觉是怎样,
I did not ask what the feeling of John is at that time. I asked myself,
像约翰那么认识主, 那么经历主, 他面对面见主的时候, 他还站不住。
For John, when he saw the Lord in that way, he experienced the Lord, he knows the Lord in that way. When he saw the Lord, he cannot stand.
如果今天主让他在我眼前显现,
if the Lord would allow himself to appear before me today,
我能站住吗?
Can I stand?
约翰也站不住,
John cannot stand.
我怎么能站住呢?
How can I stand?
我凭什么站住呢?
By what can I stand?
如果要凭着我所有的和所能的,
it is by what I have, what I could do.
我实在没有办法在主面前站立,
there is no way I can stand before the Lord.
如果我能站立,
if I can stand, I can only see one thing.
乃是因为他看我是在他里面,
because he sees that I am in him.
除了这一个,
aside from this,
我一点条件都没有,
I have no other qualification.
从地位上来说, 我有条件,
from position, I'm qualified.
从实际来说, 我差得远,
practically speaking, I'm far from it.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们巴不得每一个人里面都会有这样的感觉,
may all of us have this feeling from within.
我们 在这一位荣耀的主的面前,
before this glorious Lord,
我们只能扑倒,
we can only prostrate before him as dead.
那的确是这样,
it is this way.
他的荣耀,
his glory,
我们受不了,
we cannot bear it.
他的权柄,
his authority,
我们也受不了,
we cannot accept it.
他的威严,
his majesty,
我们更受不了,
even more we cannot bear it.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord,
虽然在这许多方面我们都受不了,
even though there are so many things we cannot bear,
他却给了我们一个这样的恩典的地位,
he has given us this gracious position,
叫我们可以仍然站立在他面前,
that he has allowed for us to still be able to stand before him.
我想也是因着这一步,
I think it's also because of that,
当时约翰没有倒下去起不来,
that John do not just fall and not be able to get up
again.
Without this gracious position which our Lord grants,
约翰扑倒就起不来了。
When John fell, he would not be able to get up.
我们扑倒也起不来了。
When we fall, we cannot get up.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们的主,
our Lord.
有点像彼得在水面上行走的那一个原则。
Just as the principle when Peter was walking on water.
主立刻就伸出手来。
And immediately he laid his right hand upon him.
把彼得拉住。
That he took hold of Peter.
彼得没有沉下去。
So Peter did not sink.
现在呢?
Now,
我们的主立刻就用右手。
Immediately he used his right hand.
有全能的手。
This powerful hand.
执掌权柄的手。
This hand who holds all authority is his right hand.
那这右手就按着我说,
and he laid his right hand upon me, saying,
联合起来了,
to get up?
No, 联合起来,
united. United.
然后就说,
and saying to me,
不要怕,
fear not.
不要怕,
fear not.
因为你不需要惧怕这一些,
because you do not need to fear this.
你看到, 我的手已经按手在你头上,
because you see my right hand is laid upon you. I'm united with you.
我跟你交通, 在交通,
I am fellowshipping communion with you.
我和你当中再没有间隔了。
No longer is there any separation between you and me. Do not fear.
然后主就说,
and then our Lord said,
我是首先的,
I am the first,
我是幕后的,
and the last.
那这个我们交通过了,
we have mentioned about that.
我们就不提了,
we don't go into that.
它是始,
它是开始, he is the beginning,
它是结束,
he is the end.
它是原因, 它是也是结果,
he is the reason and the result.
那它是从永远到永远的神,
he is the eternal God.
但是到了这里,
but here,
提到从永远到永远,
when you mention from eternity to eternity,
具体是怎样呢?
What does it mean practically?
除了我们的主有什么东西是可以从永远到永远?
Aside from our Lord, what can be forever?
虽然不多,
not much,
但是我们还能数算一点,
but we can count some.
神的宝座是从永远到永远,
His throne is everlasting.
但是你又把神的宝座放在这里, 你就放不进去,
but if you place the throne of God here, you cannot place it in.
因为神的宝座不是首先的, 不是幕后的,
because our Lord's throne is not the first and the last.
虽然他能从永远到永远,
even though it could, it is everlasting.
但是他却不是首先的, 不是幕后的,
but the throne is not the first and the last.
首先和幕后只有坐在宝座上的那一位,
only the one who is on the throne is the first and the last.
但是怎样是首先和幕后呢?
But what does it mean, the first and the last?
在这里,
here,
主自己又多加上一样,
our Lord adds this little bit on.
这一样,
this,
虽然已经包含在从永远到永远里,
even though it's included in the fact that he is from eternity to eternity,
但是这样一加上去,
but when you add this on,
那这个从永远到永远, 就更显出,
then this fact of from eternity to eternity shows us the substance.
因为, 他说, 我是活的,
because he says, and behold, I am living.
我是从永远到永远,
I am from eternity to eternity.
我是活的,
I am he that liveth.
从前我是活的,
it, before I was living.
现在我是活的,
now I liveth.
以后的永远我还是活的,
and to come I still liveth.
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们常常说我们的主是又真又活的神,
we always say that our Lord is a true and living God.
是不是真的活的呢?
Is he really living?
在我们经历上有没有经历到我们的主是活的?
In our experience, do we experience that our Lord is living?
许多时候我们在主的面前好像不能往前多走一步。
Many times when we are before our Lord, it seems like we cannot go that step further.
其中有一个原因,
one of the reasons,
我们没有经历到我们的主是活的,
we have not experienced that our Lord is a living Lord.
有些时候主给我们, 经历他是活的,
sometimes our Lord allows for us to experience living.
但是我们的悟性上面却迟钝到一个地步, 我们没有领会, 哦, 主给我经过这个事情, 让我知道他是活的。
But in our understanding, we are so dull that we cannot understand that he is showing us to experience that he is living.
我们今天晚上出来的时候,
when we came forth tonight,
就讲起一些事,
we talked about some things.
就说到我头一次我最早在美国用的那部车子, 换了又卖掉的时候,
that was when it, the first vehicle I had in the US after I exchanged it, I sold it.
那, 卖车子就要把那个那个粉红单的那个 pink slip 就给那个买主啊。
And so when you exchange a vehicle, you have to give the pink slip to the buyer.
我那时不懂啊。
I didn't know that at that time.
我以为随便一张那个 pink slip 都可以。
I thought it was any pink slip could do.
结果我就把我买回来那个新车子的那个 pink slip 就给了他。
So I thought any pink slip would do, another one of the vehicle. I gave him the pink slip to my new car.
我留在家里的那个是就是那个卖出去的那个老的。
I left behind at home the pink slip of my old car.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
车子人家拿去了，他住在哪里，他叫什么名字，我都差不多忘了。
I almost even forgot about this, where he lived or what his name is.
你怎么把他找回来换呢？
How can I try to search him out to switch
him? 人来说一点办法都没有的。
So with man, there's no way.
我们只好祷告了。
We can only pray.
主啊，是这样的一件事。
Lord, this is what happened.
我们没有办法。
We have no way.
主啊，你看。
Lord, you see.
你以为好。
You think it's good.
你给我们预见的。
You will allow for me to encounter.
我们祷告过了。
We pray.
是当天的祷告。
It's the prayer on that day.
没有想到。
But.
晚上我们有聚会。
At night we had a meeting.
那是在 Kansas Street.
That was on Kansas Street.
那我们就开车到那边。
So we drove there.
一开车到那边就碰到 John 弟兄。
And so when we drove there, I encountered Brother John.
你不要看我们的 John 弟兄外表是那样的粗粗鲁鲁。
So do not look at our brother John externally. He looks very rough.
他的心是很细的。
But he is very careful.
他一看到我的时候。
When he saw me.
他说哎。你怎么开两部车子出来、啊、
Man, how come you're driving two cars?
我说没有啊。
I say no.
你那一本 Nova 还在前面。
That your Nova is still out in front.
我说奇怪。
I said this is strange.
怎么会？
How come?
我去看。
I want to see.
果然是。
Yes.
那个买主也在那里。
The buyer was there.
然后我就把这个事情告诉他。
And so I told him this.
我给错了你 pink slip.
I gave you the wrong pink slip.
他说是。
He said yeah.
他也不知道，他也没看呢，还没看呢。
He did not see it, so he doesn't know.
他说只是车子上有点小毛病，我就拿来给我一个朋友修。
But he said that, oh, there's something wrong with the car, so I want to bring it here to my friend to fix it.
那就是在24街转拐角的那一家，他的朋友就住在那里。
And his friend was living there, just right around the corner of 24th Street.
所以那个车子就开到那里。
And so the car is still there.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你说是谁做的
？You say who did this?
如果我们的神不是活的
If our Lord is not a living
one, 那么小的事情谁管你呢
Who would be caring for those little things?
你怎么去做呢
How can you do it yourself?
感谢我们的神
We thank our God.
他不但是从永远到永远
Not only is he an eternal God, he is a living God.
我们感谢主
We thank our Lord.
但是说的他是活的
But when you say he is living,
在他的经历里面他也死过
In his experience, he once was dead. So it says,
我曾死过
And was dead.
我曾经死过
And was dead.
不过又活了
But I live it.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
他死
He was dead.
是为了成就神的旨意
To accomplish the will of God.
但是他死了
But after he was
他就出来了
He came forth.
别人不能做的
No one can do this. He did it.
他是活了
He is living.
我们感谢主
We thank our Lord.
因为那一活
And that when he liveth
就活到至于活到永永远远
He liveth forevermore.
不像拉萨路
It is not like Lazarus.
活过来又死了
After he
死到现在还没有活
After he was risen, he died again, and he's still dead.
圣经上面也提了好些复活的，经历过复活恩典的人，他们也死了，不过到现在也没有还没有再活过来。
And so there are many other experiences where it tells us in the Bible they experienced resurrection, but they're still dead now. We thank God.
我们的主活了。
Our Lord is living.
活到永永远远。
He lives forevermore.
不单是这样。
Not only this.
并且。
And.
手里还拿着阴间和死亡的钥匙。
He have the keys.Of hell and of death.
不是一根钥匙
It's not one key.
是很多根钥匙
It is many keys.
是众钥匙
It's plural keys.
那阴间的权柄不能胜过他在这里弟兄姊妹你看到一个反回应了
And so when it says previously the power of Hades cannot overpower it here is an echo here
为什么不能胜过他呢
Why can't it overpower him
不仅是我们就说进去了又出来
Not only because he went in and he came out
因为他进去出来以后把他们的钥匙全都缴过来了
Because when he went in and came out he took all the keys
不管他死亡和阴间有多少的钥匙
No matter how many keys of hell and of death
全都在主的 手里了。
He has taken hold of all of them in His hand.
我们感谢主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
他就是这样一位的主。
He is this kind of Lord.
是这样的一位主。
He is this Lord.
他做了教会的头。
He has become the head of the church.
我们实在要向他低头敬拜。
Indeed, we have to bow and worship Him.
这一次，约翰在拔摩海岛上。看到这一位教会的头。
And this was the Lord, the head of the church whom John saw on the island of Patmos.
他不仅是遇到复活的主。
Not only did he encounter the risen Lord.
他实在是看见教会的头。
But in fact, he did see the head of the church.
这是他所看见的事。
This is what he has seen.
我们实在感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
在这一位教会的头显明他自己。
When this head of the church manifested himself. 里边
还有不少。
There's still much.
很宝贝的那个光。
There's still a lot of light in this.
我想我们不能看得再细了。
I think we cannot spend any more time to see any more details.
因为我们在第一章里边都花了好多好多好多好多次聚会。
Because we have spent much, much time in chapter 1.
所以对教会的头。
So, regarding the head of the church.
我想我们就交通到这里。
I think we'll just end our sharing on that here.
还有一点点我们就并到第二章开始看七封书信的时候。再说关于金灯台和十节的这一个部分。
And so there's a little bit left in chapter 1 when it talks about the golden lampstands and the angels, the seven stars. We'll continue that with chapter 2 when we talk about the letters to the churches.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们一同有点祷告。
Let us have a time of prayer.
我想还是弟兄姊妹，如果有负担就祷告，短短的。
Brothers and sisters have a burden, you can say a short prayer.